Good evening, Anthony. So I hear your specialist subject is rugby. Is that right?
Yes, that's just very true.
Okay, do you know anything about football?
Yes, I know quite a bit about football, yes.
Do you not feel that in having some knowledge about football that you are betraying rugby because you could spend that knowledge room on knowing even more about rugby?
Well, no, because I like both of the sports, you know, Sam, there. So I don't really mind, to be honest.
Do you play both sports?
Yes, I play both sports, but I think I'm better at rugby than I am at football.
Well, then, why don't you take all the time you invest in football, put it into rugby, you could be a pro in seconds.
Well, I do quite enjoy my football as much as I do enjoy my rugby, so, you know.
Could you see yourself in a career with rugby?
Possibly, yes, but...
Are we talking like an actual rugby player, or are we talking a rugby man that just stands in underwear with a rugby ball in a shop window?
Possibly, I just got to train hard and just hope for the best.
I see, and could you see yourself being a professional football player?
Not really, no.
Well, then I'll come back to my prior point. Why even bother with football? You've got rugby, you're good at rugby, you can see a career in rugby, and football's just a bit of a flop for you, isn't it?
Well, I guess so. I guess you've got your point there, Sam. I'm going to stop football and keep on playing rugby.
I like the dedication. And let's be fair, there is a bit more excitement in rugby in that it's not all kicky-kicky. You've got a bit of passing with your hands and the ball. It's an extraordinary shape, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you do have to have more skill than you do in rugby than you have to at football.
I would agree with you there as well. Now, what sort of shape would you call a rugby ball?
Well, a mix between a kind of overly triangly thing. I don't know.
I like it. And it's kind of like a 3D oval, isn't it?
Yes, I guess so. You know, two-pointed ends.
Fantastic. So I've inspired you then to pursue a career in rugby?
Yes, I guess so, yes.
Maybe even an underwear model?
Possibly. I don't know.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear it. Can't wait to see it. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. Have you got any questions for me?
Do you think you can become a rugby player?
No. Unfortunately, I only weigh 3 stone and I'm 20 years old. This kind of counteracts any ability to play any sport. So, okay. Except poo sticks, in which I'm the stick. But, yes, so concludes our interview with Anthony, the future rugby player. He will be my claim to fame in a couple of years. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you. Goodbye.